Good morning, everyone. Got something a little different today. And I will apologize up front for the loudness. But I have to use a hammer and a nail instead of screws. You know, now everything's put together with screws. But for this to work, I gotta use hammer and nails. So when it comes time, you see me raise a hammer, put your hands over yours or something. You know? So let's see here. Studying the last talk that Jesus had with his disciples, right? Well, it was actually since last Easter. And I haven't made my way through it yet. And so, but I wanted to stress one more time today, wanted to hammer it home, like he was trying to hammer home some of these concepts to his disciples. And so I have the hammer. So we're going to talk about how Jesus was trying to hammer home. And of course, with a hammer, you come down, you put your nail in. And it's in, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not holding anything. It's not holding anything. You have to drive it a little bit harder. You wanted to hold something. Ah, so now it's holding. Uh-huh. Now we're holding something, right?
Yeah.
But is it holding as well as it can?
No.
No, because some of the nail is still sticking out, right? Mm-hmm. So Jesus, when he talked to his disciples, he said some things, right? But then he said, you know, I need to repeat this. I need to explain this.
Yeah.
I need to explain this some more. Mm-hmm. I need to go a little bit more and help them to understand it.
Yeah.
So they can be sure to get it.
Yeah.
So I continue to tell them the same things, mm-hmm, in a slightly different way, and sometimes exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he just hammering all the way down in there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I pick up the top one, the bottom one comes, right? The interesting thing is, I thought we could use this as another illustration. Sometimes, we in the church, we'll get a hold of a truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be together on that truth.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We'll be together. We agree, mm-hmm, that blank is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We agree that salvation by faith alone, mm-hmm, is important.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Salvation is the important thing. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died to save us from our sins, and we can have eternal life if we follow him.
Yeah.
We agree on that. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, and a lot of other things, we don't agree on. And, we kind of get crossways with our fellow Christians, right?
Yeah.
And I'm turning the two boards that I've hammered together crossways here, because you can rotate around the nail. I'm saying this for the benefit of those who can't see this.
Yeah.
But I've taken two planks and hammered them together with a nail, and now I've turned them crossways, so I'm making X.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get crossways with other people,
yeah,
and we can't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one thing that we're agreeing on, and that's salvation, by faith and not works.
Yeah.
And so, that's not so good. Jesus saw that with his disciples. He said, look, guys, you need to get together. You need to love one another. Yeah, you need to enjoy the peace and the joy that I have. So,
that's how denominations were born.
There you go, Deborah.
Right.
Exactly. So, what we can do is we can, if we really focus on the Lord, we can maybe come back together. And I think this may be pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. It may be something in the future, but I think we can have this on earth. Where we can find other points of agreement. In other words, we can get together on God's word, right? And we can get together on healing. You know, we can get together on God's provision.
Yep.
We can get together on several things that right now we're all apart on. Mm-hmm. And as we do this, be in agreement a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And suddenly we just start looking like a church united.
Yeah, more solid.
Yeah, much more solid. Much more solid together.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. And the space between the two that are together and the bottom piece of wood are the traditions of men that separate us.
She's already seeing things out of this. That's good, Deborah.
And the traditions of men.
Now the deal is we can get crosswise of the Lord. Now, I've turned the two planks that I've hammered together crosswise of this 4x4 that I've got laying down underneath them, and I'm using it as a hammering thing. And so now I'm saying the 4x4 can represent God.
Yeah. Amen.
All right? God's ways.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can get a little crosswise of God's ways.
Yeah.
And you can illustrate that by taking a longer nail and sticking it in. Hammer it in a long nail so that now the two boards, all three boards are together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? The various denominations or churches or whatever are together. Mm-hmm. But even when they're together, sometimes they can get crosswise the way the Lord wants them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now the whole church needs to change their mind to get a hold of God's truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now turn the two short 1x4s crosswise of the 4x4. So there's one point that we all agree on with the Lord, that's salvation by grace, right?
Yeah.
Through faith. So what we need to do as a church sometimes is to get turned up and get aligned with the Lord on not just that, but everything he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And I hammered in another long nail to hammer in the boards to be in alignment with the 4x4.
Yeah.
So when we get totally aligned with the Lord,
yeah,
and totally align with each other.
Yeah.
Then we got something that's worth building.
Why?
Then we've got something that's really strong.
Yes.
Okay? And as we are anchored into the Word, mm-hmm. into God's way,
yeah.
right? Then we together as a unit can make an impact on this world.
That's right.
We'll be a tremendous witness for the way God wants to do things.
And when He moves, we move.
Yeah,
that, that's
exactly.
The thing about being connected in.
You know, we're moving according to His will.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right? We take His commands. We say, that's His command. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wait for Him. Right? We don't wait for Him because He's already done
mm-hmm.
what He needs to do to get us to do it. He's told us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And He's given us the resources.
Yes.
The abilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All the things that we need to do it, we've got.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, we may not know how to access them. All right? We may not know how to grab hold of them and pull them down to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can learn, because He's got it in His Word. And so we're going to look at a little bit of that today. Jesus wanted the things that He taught to be hammered in.
Yeah.
So He stayed with it.
Hammer,
hammer, hammer. Stay with it, okay? So He wanted this. He wanted when people saw the disciples, they also saw love, joy, and peace.
Yeah.
Right? And other things. The love, joy, and peace. See what it says? When you see a disciple, when the world sees a disciple, two of them walking together, mm-hmm. all right? And if they're arguing over money, or who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
or who's going to get to sit at the right hand of Jesus or the left hand of Jesus, that. The world might wonder, if they love one another, why are they arguing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If they were peaceful, they were joyful. Why are they arguing? Why are they upset?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they angry at each other? Why are they offended? Where's the peace? Where's the joy? Where's the love? So we wanted His disciples to have peace, joy, and love.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about that a lot in John 14 through 16.
Yeah.
I can't be saying 13 through 17, because that's really the whole talk, you know. But when he talks about peace in those verses and those chapters, he talks about peace in John 14, verse 1, verse 27, in chapter 16, and verse 13 and 33. Okay, that's just four times right there. He wants them to have peace. Don't be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be troubled. Be at peace with one another. And inside yourself. He talks about joy, John 15, 11. 16 through 24 is all about peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 17, verse 13, he talks about joy. He says, I want your joy to be full. I'm telling you this so your joy can be full.
Yeah.
I want you to be full of joy
mm-hmm.
when you're walking along together. Right?
That helps us be strong. It helps us to be strong.
Yes. Yes. Joy can fill you with strong, with strength. They also wanted them to be, have what? Peace, joy, and love. Well, you go, Deborah. Right on. You hit the nail on the head. That's great. Well, I can document and tell you all the verses that he's mentioned love in. I can tell you that by my count, he said love, the word love or loving, 34 times in 20 verses. That's in four chapters.
My old pastor used to say that love does pull all the commandments together. He said, I love my wife. That's why I don't steal from her. I don't kill her.
Okay. That's good.
He says, love covers all of the commandments.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, if you're following Jesus, you're pursuing peace, joy, and love, right? Then you're not going to be angry with your brother, right? You're not going to be jealous of your brother. You know what God has for you. There's no need for you to be needing. You don't need anything else from anybody else, right? Okay. So Jesus said, I want us to go back and look at a verse that we already covered. And that verse is John 13, 14 and 15. And so as we look at this, know the differences between Jesus acting like a servant to do the menial tasks, the tasks that nobody else wants to do. Anybody could do, but nobody wants to do, right? Anybody can take out the trash, but nobody wants to do that. Anybody can clean a toilet, right? But nobody wants to do it, right? So, prideful people don't want to do it, for sure, all right? And we all got a bit of pride, don't we? Okay.
He may have more experience than I do today.
All right. So, you know, if you were to extend this, we could say anybody can change the diaper, but nobody wants to. Right? So anyway, it says, for I'm giving you, now let's compare this to some other verses. It says, if I then, your Lord and teacher, this is John 13, 14 through 15, then we'll jump down to 17. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you also should do it just as I have done to you. You do just what I have done to you. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Well, there's a big one. Is it one thing to know something, it's another thing to do it. Yeah. Oh, I know I ought to be da-da-da-da-da, but boy, doing it, that's another thing. That's a harder thing to do. I know I ought to da-da-da. Love my children, love my mate, help out the poor, whatever, right? I ought to speak to somebody about Jesus, all right? I ought to go encourage that person, right? But what do I do? You see, oh, it's kind of hard to do that. Let me see if I can fit it into my schedule. This kind of thing, right? So that's what he said. But look what he also said. He says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is... Okay, I'm sorry. This is John 14, all right? 10 through 14. And he's talking to them. He's trying to get them to do something else. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Well, different works here, okay? Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, is Jesus talking about the menial task? He's talking about this? Is he talking about foot washing?
He's talking about loving your brother.
Yeah, yeah. He says, but he says, believe and you can do the works that I do.
Yeah.
What works is he talking about? Is he talking about foot washing?
Miracles.
Yeah. Miracles. Thank you, Deborah. He's talking about miracles. Because he says what? Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do for you. Well, that's something more than foot washing. You don't need Jesus to wash somebody's feet, do you? You don't need God's help to go wash somebody's feet, right? You don't need God's help to go clean a toilet. You don't need supernatural ability, all right, to take out the trash, to change a diaper. So, on one hand, we've got the menial tasks, the lowly stuff. the stuff nobody wants to do, right? Anybody can do them. Anybody. It doesn't take
but
any special talent.
Can anyone do it with a good attitude?
I'm sorry? Do what now?
Can we all do it with a good attitude?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
As long as you got the love.
As long as you got the love. You need peace, joy, and love to have that good attitude, don't you? I do. That's the smell of that diaper. It starts getting in you. Yeah, you gotta work on that attitude. I know. I've got an experience. So seven kids, you know, you get a taste of that. And I didn't change as nearly as many as this lady over here. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously. I was just, whew. I don't know how she did it.
I didn't think it was so horrendous as you did.
Well, okay. All right. So anyway, menial tasks, anybody can do them, but prideful people don't want to do them. They don't want to do them. What about the miracle tasks?
That takes love to.
Can anyone do?
In the Passion Translation in Hebrews 11, where he's talking about the faith champions, it says, their faith fastened onto their promises and pulled them into reality.
Oh, okay. See, their faith. Where did they get that faith?
The Word.
They got to be a believer.
Yeah.
You got to be a disciple. You want to grow in faith, right? What did Jesus say? You believe in God, believe also in me, right? He kept telling them, believe in God. There's faith. Your faith has made you whole, right? How did that lady get her miracle? Her faith made her whole.
Yes.
Right? You got to be a believer. You need to be a disciple. You need to follow Jesus. And he can move you on to more and more faith. From glory to glory to glory to glory, right?
Amen.
As you grow in the knowledge, right? As you grow in the knowledge, right? And the faith of Jesus Christ. We can grow that way, all right? But, you know, anyone who follows Jesus and grows in the faith can do them. But prideful people won't do them. Because prideful people will say, oh, I'm afraid to do it because if I fail, I'll look bad. Mm-hmm. Ooh, if I go out and speak the word and it doesn't happen, I'll look bad. I'll lose honor. I'll lose respect. And prideful people don't want that, right? Prideful people want to look good to everybody. So we have to die to self. Do what God said. If we fail, well, we just go back and get to the Word and dig it out again, right? We just keep moving, and we keep plugging at it, right? Football was played yesterday a whole bunch, right? And sometimes a team would get out there, and they would take the ball, and the play would go nowhere. And we just, you know, didn't do anything. Nobody blocked, nobody ran, nothing happened, you know. Did they give up? Say, well, that was it. We're gone. We look bad. We don't want to look any worse. We'll leave. Nobody did that. What did they do? They got out there and tried again. They got out there and tried again, tried again, and tried again. Before you knew it, they were done to go. Right?
That's right.
Even the best teams fail sometimes. But they didn't get to be the best teams by quitting. The first time they hit a little resistance.
Those are people whose faith are based on experience, not on work. The critters are.
So.
That's really good right there.
Jesus wants us to walk in faith. Mm-hmm. He wants us to stay in the Word. Stay true to God. Yeah. Listen to what God's saying. Mm-hmm. Do what He says. Right? Mm-hmm. Listen to what He's saying. Do what He says. And if it doesn't work the first time, you know, ask any good league, good athlete. It didn't work the first time, right? He had to keep working and working and working, keep failing and failing, or making mistakes, or whatever you want to call it. But that's how you get to be a success. Amen? We want to be successful disciples of Jesus, right?
Yes.
So we just keep plugging that word into our head and keep focusing on it, okay? All right. and teach others that, right? Father, we thank you so much for loving us. Be with us today. Bless the food as we get together and share the fellowship of the food together. Guide us in all that you have for us today. We want all of your truth and all of your blessings. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
You know, our failures are not found.
Amen.
I go back and improve it, and I come back stronger.
It's just another step.
Yeah.
It's just another step. Amen.